ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Ayin Hey. Welcome back, everyone. The main topic we're going to talk about today is in Sugya and Amud Beis, about Tfilas Kelim. But just before that, a couple of small aras before the Mishnah. The Gemara brings up how to be Metayer, a gas of that bituma, from tuma. So each chilek of it has its own way to kasher it. That you hadapin vahadoshin vahalulavin mandichon vahakolin vahashamnitzorin minagvon vahashiva vahashalgami miyashnon. Everything has its own way of kashering to make it tor. So the Mara says that this really this din was said legabi tuma. And we learn that from here also legabi yayin esech. Just like legabi tumah, this is the way to kasher. Also legabi yayin esech. So it was just bothersome to me that this din. How does kasher work for tumah? If something is tame, so then if you can't kasher it, you need to tevel it. The way to get rid of tumah is only by tefillah. Kashering something, it gets rid of belias and gets rid of the wine, but it's never going to get rid of the tumah. So the Maaseh in the Rambam. In Perek Yudal of Tumas Soichan, Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam brings down this din that it's only to get rid of the wine. There's tummy wine that the Am Aretz touched in the gas, and you want to get rid of the wine. So because now if you pour in other wine on top of this wine, so the wine that's tar will become tummy from the wine that's tummy. So the Brace here is telling us how they got rid of the wine that's tummy. So now from now on, all the wine is going to be the tar wine that you put in will be tar. The Brice isn't talking about actually making it tar. If the things are tummy, the Rambam concludes that if the things are actually tummy, so you tevel whatever has to be tevel, you tevel. But we're not referring to that. How do you tevel then? So now the objects are tar. The problem that we're dealing with is a different problem. That there is actually wine here, wine which is tummy, that you need to kash, you need to get rid of that wine. So now the new wine will be that you pour in will not be mekabel tuma from the old wine. That was the issue by tuma, and we learn add from this also legabe kashering for heksher for yai nesach, that we have to get rid of the yai nesach that's there, and therefore the from now on the wine that you put in will be wine that is mutter. That's legabe the din of the price of Tyre. More on the bottom of the Amud gives also a list of how to kasher different things. Hani dekuli v'chalayasa d'armoi dechiti b'chavli d'tzuri madichon d'tzavsa l'nagvon d'kitna miyashnon to be out of flax so you're miyashnon. You wait 12 months. So Taisa says on the top of Amud Biz, Taisa says d'kitna miyashnon, so the says from Rabbeinu Tam that our tablecloths that even if they get poured on them yai nesach, so you don't need to wait 12 months like the even though made out of flax, which the Gemara here says you need to wait 12 months. No, for ours you don't need to wait 12 months because only the things that are the specific things mentioned in the Gemara, which they were bucky to know that they were boilei a lot of wine. So then you need the specific derech to kasher that the Gemara says. But our tablecloths, says Rabbeinu Tam, it's enough that you clean them in a klisheni, and you hit them, that will get rid of all of the bliyas that they have of yai nesach. And Tais says that not only if they were nesar from something cold, even if they were nesar from something hot, it's still this process of kashering them will work. That's what Tais says. The Rosh brings down Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam only mentioned the kula when it was mekabel when it was nesar from something cold. Says the Rosh that we could also be makel even if it was nesar from something that were hot. Why? The Rosh end of Siman Lam and Gimel. Fish regilin lechabson bekama kibusin beefer the kibus bechamin ubitzoinein umakim aleim kimu mashem aflitim kol mashabol kiu yotzichem bekli rishon. Even though it wasn't in a kli rishon, because you do that with lots of washings in hot and in cold and in efer and with soap. And you hit them, so you get rid of all of the tam. So it sounds like from Taisa and the Rosh that you need some level of hot water to get rid of this. Taisa is a klisheni, The Rosh says Chamin and Tzainin, even though it wasn't a Kli Rishon. That's what it sounds like. However, the Agoyis Ashri says you don't even need anything hot. Says the Gam Afilu B'loy Kibus Chamin V'Yefer. Even if you don't have hot water and you don't put in soap, Efer Sheyoyil Afilu Nafal B'Yain Roiteach. Even if you don't have hot water and you don't have soap, it'll also get rid of it. Why? Because the hitting again and again has the ability to take it rid of it. So this is the kula of the Rishonim. This negate to us, this need in general, by tablecloth. If you want to change the tablecloth from milchik to fleishik, or you want to use your chametz tablecloth for Pesach, can you put your tablecloth in the washing machine and use it? It has bliyas of chametz. Will that work to make it usable for Pesach? So yesh ladin whether our washing machines are like hitting it. It does go around and around in the washing machine. I'm not sure if that was the same level of the hit that the Rishonim were referring to in the way they used to wash clothing. I do not know. However, lemaisa the Dasa Paiskin is to be makel in this with our washing machines, not for the reasons of the hitting, but simply that if they do such a good job washing, they get rid of all the bliyas, more so that anything that's left is l'chayr eino ra'i l'achilas kelev, any bliya that you might have left in your, even something you might have a stain that doesn't come out in the washing machine, but any bliyas that are left are not edible, and therefore mikra din it does work to kasher it. I believe that the minhag ha'olam is that if you use a chametz tablecloth that you put in the washing machine on Pesach, I believe that the minhag ha'olam is to cover it. Chayr mishum chumra, chayr mikra din, it should work. That was klapei the first Mishnah. Now we come to the next Mishnah, the Mishnah of kashering kalim. The Mishnah says you buy a kli suda from a guy, so eshadarko lahatabil yatabil, things which you normally toivel you toivel. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Kloimar kli aroy li tayr betvila ein tzarich tikun acher. So Rashi learns that tefillah is kipshuto, I mean toiveling in a mikvah. So a kli, that only thing that it's lacking is tefillah. So then you all you need to do is put it in a mikvah, and that's the mitzvah of tefillah's kelim, and that's enough. You don't need to kasher it. That's how Rashi learns the Mishnah. The Rishonim, the Ritva, and the Ran say that what it means is that the Mishnah comes to you had a kasher kelim. That's the whole continuation of the Mishnah. Lahagil yagil, lalabin yalabin. So here also that lahatabil doesn't mean to toivel of tefillah in a mikvah, the tefillah's kelim. What it means is the Mishnah comes to tell you that you need to, when you kasher it, even though it's only used with cold things, you don't need to kasher with anything hot. But when you want to get out the food that's on top of it, you need shifshuf. You need to rub it, to scrub it, to get off the food. If you just stop, wash it off, so then that won't get rid of the be'en, the mamoshus, of Israel that's on the kli. However, Rashi, for some reason, did not want to learn the Mishnah that way. Rashi learned that it's referring to tefillah. So we have a similar Rashi to our Rashi, is Rashi al Torah, Parashas Matos. The Pasuk says there, "Chol asher lo yisavoy ba'esh taviru ba'moyim." The things that you use with hot, so you need to use a hot source to get rid of them. The things that are not used with heat, then taviru ba'moyim. Then you pass through water. So what does that mean? Rashi says, "Madbiloy v'dayoy." All you need to do is table it. Similar to Rashi, how Rashi learned our Mishnah. You only need to toivel it. So the Ramban there, in his Perush al HaTorah, the Ramban argues with Rashi. He says that the Lashon of Taviru Bamayim is not Mashma Tevila. The Ramban says that also the Gemara Bayos looks for a Makar for Tevilas Kalim. He did not bring this Pasuk. So it must be that the Pasuk is not referring to Tevila. It also says the Ramban, Ava Kalim Shetashmishon B'tzayinei Tzrichon Hechsher Me'a Isser Shebohem Milvara Tevila. The Ramban says that even things that you only use in cold, you still need to get rid of the be'en, that the food that's on them. So how could it be the pasuk is not referring to that? Elamai says Ramban, that's what the pasuk is referring to, getting rid of the be'en that's on the kli. That's how the Ramban learns the pasuk. Similar to the way that the Ritva and the Ramban learn our Mishnah, that's how the Ramban learns the pasuk in Parshas Matos of Taviru Bamayim. But again, Rashi there did not explain that way. Rashi did not explain it's referring to kashering, rather only to toiveling. So the Maral and Gorari there, as a tzad, and Rashi holds, Rashi argues on the sin of the Rishonim, that you need to be Meshafshif, that you need to scrub. And that's why Rashi could not learn the pasuk like the Rishonim, and Rashi had to learn it was referring to tefillah. That's the tzad that Maral mentions. Maral says that it's not, that's incorrect. So you need shifshif. And he also, even Rashi agrees that you need shifshif. So we can't say the reason that Rashi argued on the Rishonim, so he argues on the din of the Rishonim. So in Cain, it's back, it's Shver again. Why Lamaisa did Rashi not explain like the Rishonim? So the Mizrahi there, and Parshas Matzah says that in the Ramban's question, that you need to kasher it, says the following. Ain't a tiny, that's not a question. Kakosav loy hutzrach lahaskir oifin ahechshir. Elab isra balua bikli bilvad. The only time that we find the pasuk feels it necessary to tell us how to kasher it is when a kli has bliyas of iser, when it was swallowed up inside of the kli. When there's no actual iser be'en on the kli. Why do we need the pasuk over there? Tell us, number one, that it's usur, and number two, how to get rid of it. If the pasuk would not have told us what to do, but the kli looks fine. You can't see in the kli that has any bliyas of iser. It's imkain. So then you can. So mina svara, you don't need to kasher it b'chlal. Everything is. You could just use it. So that's why we need the pasuk to say that you have to get rid of it. That you have to kasher it. And he says another thing that says in Mizrahi. Gam lo yinu yoydim oifin plitasei. We wouldn't know that the whole way how to kasher things. We wouldn't know bichlal that you need to kasher things which only have bliyas, and also we would not know the proper way to kasher them. The pasuk came to tell us that there's a klal called kabbalu kach poltei. So that's why we need the pasuk to tell us, number one, that the necessity of kashering and also the way to kasher. But Israel, that's be'en on the kli. We don't need the pasuk to tell us that it's aser, and also we do not need the pasuk to tell us how to get rid of it, because it's pasuk that it's aser. It's there on the kli, and also it's clear how to get rid of it. You scrub it to get it off. So all those things are pasuk. So therefore, it was unnecessary for the pasuk to tell it to us. That's why Rashi learned that the pasuk is only referring to the tefillah of putting it in a mikvah, because there's no necessity for a pasuk to tell us how to kasher a kli, which was only used for kol things. That's what he says for Rashi ala Torah, and the Chori would say also for Rashi ala Mishnah. That's also what Rashi in the Mishnah did not learn the Mishnah was referring to kashering, because now we do not need the Mishnah to tell us how to kasher a kli, how to kasher a kli that's used only for kol things. It must be the Mishnah is telling us in dinei tefilas kelim. That's the opinion of Rashi, that our Mishnah is only Dinei Tefillah and not Din of Kashering. But even Claudio, the Din of Tefillah's Kalim, the Gemara starts off that the Kulan Tzrichin Tefillah Barboim Sa, Minoani Mili Amarav Adam Akra, called the Rashi Yavah Baish. V'toyer, so we learn out that there's a Din of Tefillah's Kalim. So the Vavad of the simple way to read the Gemara is that this Din of Tefillah's Kalim is a Din V'araisa. So the Rashban Chuba says, from the Riatos Dibri Gemara, Minoani Mili, Ton Rabbanon, it sounds like it's a Din Daraisa. So it's Mashman saying Rashi, in Dibri Maschel Zuza, Rashi calls it Xeris HaKosuv. Sounds like it's a Din Daraisa. Also, we mentioned before, Rashi in Parshas Matais explains the Psukim there, talking about Tfila. That's the Kilip Shute Shemikra is referring to Tfila according to Rashi. So the Mashman that it's a Din Daraisa. The Rishonim say that the Rambam, differently, the Rambam says that this din of tefillah is midivrei seifrim. Midivrei seifrim is mashin that it's drabonon. That's what the Ritvan Naran say, that in the Rashban in Chidushim, they say that the Rambam holds that all it is din drabonon. However, the Rashban Tshuva in Chela Gimel, Simin Rishon and Hay, Simin Rishon and Tess, says that the Rambam holds that it's a din daraisa. So it's not clear exactly what his Mashmois is, but the Ketzer Mishnah brings this Rashba. He says that the Rashba and the Tshuva must have learned. The Rambam says midivrei seifrim means because it's not mefurish in the Torah. It's a din d'araisa because it's not mefurish. So the Rambam calls it midivrei seifrim, like in numerous other cases. The Rambam calls things midivrei seifrim even though avada de'araisa. That Iker Din of Tefillah's Kalim, the Rishonim bring the Yerushalmi, that it's the Inyan of the Tefillah is Lachnisam Kedushas Yisrael. That it's to make them Jewish, Kilo. To give them Kedushas Yisrael. The Kli was a Goyish Kli, and you want to make it a Yiddish Kli. So you need Tefillah, just like Geirus needs Tefillah. So also the Kli Kilo is having a Geirus. And that's why he needs Tefillah. So this is a little bit dinyane, but we'll see that there are nafkaminas ladina from this understanding of tefillas kelim. The Gemara later on in the Amud says, when you buy a kli from the guy, mag ilon umat bilon vein dehirin. You kasher them, and you table them, and then they're tar. So Taisa dirmasu mag ilon, says that the seder is lav dafka. You don't have to dafka kasher before you table. So he says, don't say that if you table them first, then it's like table the sheretz biyadei. Says Tesis, it can't be. The haraya, even kilim chadoshim need tefillah. So we can't say that the tefillah is a necessary part of the kashering of the kli. No, we see that even a kli that does not need to be kashered at all, you still need to table it. Elmai, the tefillah is exer shakosef. That it's exer shakosef, you need to table it. So therefore, there's no nakamina whether you do it before kashering it or after kashering it. That is the opinion of Tesis. However, the Rashban, the Rishonim bring the Rashban, that holds that it's ma'akif, that you have to davka kasher before you table it. If you table it before you kasher, then you ruin your 18-day tefillah. Says the Rashban, okay, that the time of the tefillah is lahitziyah mitumas akum ulachnisa mikdushas Yisrael. So you can't be magnesi mikdushas Yisrael as long as it has on it the blias of the tarfus. It's still a treif kli. A treif kli, you can't make it Bikdushas Yisrael. Once you made it no longer treif, you kashered it, you got rid of all the bliyas, so now it's just lacking the mile of Kedushas Yisrael, so that you could do. Now it's time to teivel it. That's the opinion of the Rashbam, that it's ma'akev, the Seder. The Ravid is the more, is the middle shita in this. The Ravid says, that l'chatchila, you need to teivel it before, you need to kasher it before you teivel it. But the Seder is on Ma'akiv. If you tabled it before, then it's on Ma'akiv. We're trying to bring this opinion of the Rav. In this L'maisa passage in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph Sif Beis, Chaber says that L'chatchil, you have to kasher before you table. B'di'eved, Yotzi Dei Tefila. And V'yesh Oimrim, that you also not Yotzi Dei Tefila B'di'eved, which is the opinion of the Rashba. So the Rashba and the Ritva, in Yevamis and Daf Mem Zayin, they done about what's the seder of Geirus. A person has to have do Mila and Tefila. Is the Gemara says you do Mila before Tefila. They done if it's Ma'akiv or not. So they say that you need Mila before Tefila and it's Ma'akiv. Explain why. It says the Lashon of the Ritva. Kshu Orel ain't Tefila Mayelis. Tavale Ketoyvel Sheretz Biyadai. Tefila B'diavin Ma'akiv. The person does the tefillah of Geirus before his bris milah, he's still an RL, so then it's like tovil l'sheret to be yaday. V'teita. Ta'aloi keach kelim min ha-goyim shetrichim l'hagi l'lahat bil ha-gola koydemis. The person buys kelim from a goy, he needs to kasher them in tefillah, ha-gola comes first. So to who I didn't buy a ger, he needs to do milah before tefillah. That it should not be tovil v'sheret to be yaday. And that's what by us also, that it should not be tovil v'sheret to be yaday. Yavagav the Hassam by Kalim, b'di'evin, he make them tefillah, yata. If you did the tefillah before the Hagolah, so you say the tefillah. Shani Haga, the Tumas Arlus, Tuma Gemura. Says the Ritva, the Tuma of Arelus is a real Tuma, it's an entire Tuma. So here, everyone agrees that it's even b'di'evin, it's ma'akev, it's like Tevi Vishar to be yata. So before in the Rashi and the Ritva, that the din that you need to kasher before tevaling is mean din tevav v'sheret to be yaday. The Tosfos says not to say it. It's that tzak of the pshat. It's mean din tevav v'sheret to be yaday. Just because it's not a full sheret, it's not a full tuma. Therefore, b'di'eved you yotzi dei tefila. Mashenkein arelus, the person before bris milah is a tuma gemura, says the Ritva. So that's tzak of ma'akev in the Geirus. So as we mentioned before, that Taisa asks on this possibility. Taisa says you can't say it's like Teiva v'Sheret to be Yaday, because even Kelim Chadoshim needs Tefillah. Even when you buy a new Kli, you still need to Teivel it. So the idea of the tevila is unrelated to kashrik. But the Rishonim do say that there is a problem of tevila v'sheretz biyadai. So what do we do with Taisa's taina that even kelim chadoshim need tevila? See, the tevila is not coming, is not unrelated to kashrik. So it seems from the Rishonim that the inyan of the kedushas Yisrael here is the kedusha of achila. That take a, the Gemara says that klei suda amurim aparsha. And that which means that a kli which is used for a goy for his eating, which is a treif eating, that now that you bring it to the Israel, so you have to be given the mile of kedushas Israel that it's roif for a Jew to use to eat, and that's number one. The first step in the process is to kasher it, and the second step in the process is to tevel it. The kashering is like the sur meira; you're getting rid of the problems in the kli, and then you give it the mile of kedushas Israel, which is through the tefillah. So it's always related to kashering the kli. But you also have it by a kli chadash, which doesn't need to be kashered. So if you look good in the Gemara, the heart that kufu is a shakotai of the Gemara on this point. Once we said that it was even by a kli chadash, so he asked that in kain afilu zuzah desarbala. And if you'd say it's only on a kli that the guy actually used and made it treif, then we understand that it's only on kli suda. But once you tell me that even a kli chadash needs tefillah, and there, hare, it's not to, it's unrelated to kashering the kli. The kli doesn't need any kashering. And yet, it needs tefillah. Then even a kli that's not a kli suda also should need tefillah. That was Gemara's question. And for the Gemara, that kli suda amurim b'parsha. Says the Ritva on this. Perush, umishim desefen lishtamish v'isser, v'yotu l'kdusha, hitzricha makasim tefillah af b'chadoshim. That the Yisayid is because they're going from Isser, being used for Tarfus, to being used with the Achila of a Jew. Just the Pasuk was Mechadish that even though it wasn't yet used for Tarfus, but because the guy made it, Seifa is to be used for Tarfus. So it's a Kli that it's intended to be used for Tarfus. It's a Trefa Kli, even though it doesn't have any Tarfus in it actually. But it's a Kli that's going to be used for Tarfus. So such a Kli, When the Jew buys it, he has to be milut b'kedushas Yisrael to make it to be used for eating kosher food. So the site of the din of tefillah, according to the Rishonim, is to make the kli roy to be used for kosher food. That's the site of the din according to the Rishonim. That's why if you tevel before kashering, it's ketevel b'sheret to be yodai. Taisus, however, learned not that way. Taisus learned that if the din is true by even kelim chadashim, that even they need tefila, and bakar hak the din is not unrelated to kashrus, just as down a mitzvah bialma. Even kain, there's no problem of tevel v'sheretz biyodai. See a fascinating point about this in of tevel v'sheretz biyodai. Very big chiddush in the Ra'ah, in the Berak Habayis. The mentioned earlier on in the parak of Samech Zayin, there's a big machoikas rishonim. The tam kikir is deraisa or lav deraisa. The tam asher something mean deraisa or not. So the Gemara proves in the sugyas of Tamik Iker, in Sachim, and in Nazir, the Gemara proves that Tamik Iker from the din of Giulei Nochrim, from the fact that you need to kasher a kli of a goy, which is treif, it must be that Tam is Iker. The Tam would be irrelevant, so why can't you use the kli of the goy? We don't care about the Tam of the Isser going into your food. There the Gemara proves that Tam is Iker. So the question is, if you're saying that hold the Tam Iker is Lav de Raisa, how do they explain the din of Giulei Nochrim? Why did the Torah require me to kasher the kli? Harei, the town that's inside of it is irrelevant. So says the Ra'ah in Berak Habayis, and Yud Aleph and Aleph, that davka by kelim, by kli of a goy, is do we care about the kashrik? If the Jew's kli becomes treif, you're cooking it by mistake, you made basar b'chalav or some other iser, you don't need to kasher your kli. Midaraisa, because tam kikers lav daraisa. When you buy the kli of a guy, then you do have to worry about the tam. I tam kikers lav deraisa. Says the Ra'ah. Avlahai devade lechazi letvila kol hecha debliya meisura adis kasher. Da keli mishona nami tzrichin tvila. Kol shein roi letvila, tvila meakeres boy. Says the Ra'ah. That because there are bliyads of Isser, then you can't do tvila. And even though if you cook food in a kli, and you didn't do tefillah on the food, and this normally is mutter, food does not become nesar. But a kli that you didn't do tefillah's kelim on yet. So the food that's cooked inside is not asr. So we'll see that more in a second, but that's the Rosh says, and that's the halacha. And you cook the food is mutter. But that's because you could do tefillah. But a kli that has bliyas of isr, so in this kli, it's impossible to do tefillah right now, because the bliyas of isr make it say that it's not yet roi l'tefillah. So kol shein roi l'tefillah, tefillah ma'keves b'ya. So the Rosh here is a fascinating chiddush. That really, the mitzad the etzim, it's an iser of the bliya that time it's going to give off. Tarfus was cooked in the kli. If I cook some food in the kli, the bliya that goes into the kli doesn't aser midaraisa, because tam kikar lav daraisa. But that the actual fact that some tarfus is in my potatoes, that would be okay. But because the tarfus is there, so I can't do tefila, and because I can't do tefila, kol she'eino roi l'tefila, tefila me'akeves b'y. That's what the Rosh says. Chayr, the duffer is a pella. Why does the tarfus say you can't do tvila? That's until now we spoke about that it's called a sheretz biyadai because the kli is not right to be used. Why is the kli not right to be used? Because the tam that's in the kli is going to ask for your food. Therefore, you can't use this kli for food. The kli is not a good option for to have food inside, because it's going to make the food usher. So you're looking for kalim to use to cook your food, to eat your food. This is not a good option. But the Ra'ah is saying that even though actual mitzad etim b'li that goes into your food, it's okay. It's not going to usher. The whole inyan of but because there's bleeds of isser in it, that itself makes it like a sheretz. That itself makes that the kli is not a usable kli. It's not roi l'tvila, because it's still a treif kli. It has bleeds of tarfus in it. It's a mitzias. Even if tam kikir lav de araisa, so the tam that goes out won't aser, but the kli has in it bleeds of tarfus. So that kli is like a sheretz. It's a kli that is not right to become a yiddish kli. So therefore this kli is considered eino roi l'tvila, and therefore the tefila, and that's number one. Number two says the Ra'ah, even though you cook food in a kli before tefila, it's not problematic. The food is mutter, but a kli that's not royal tefila, so then the tefila is ma'akev, and the tefila says that the food that you cook inside is going to be aser. So here's mefurish in the Ra'ah that tefila. Two things are mefurish in the Ra'ah. Number one, that the bliya makes an iser in the kli, even though the bliya itself won't aser your food, but it makes it a sheretz, klapi the tefila, a type of a sheretz biyaday. And number two, the Ra'ah says that tefila can actually make the food not kosher. Because the food is lacking tefila, the kli is lacking tefila, and it's impossible to do tefila in the current state. Kol she'eino roi l'tefila, tefila ma'akeves b'y. It's very mefurashim in the Ra'ah that the tefila is a chelek of the hechsher of the kli. That's mamish yimitziya gedoyla in the Ra'ah, and it sheds a lot of light on our sugya and the din of tefilas kilo. And the MS this din that the tefila is a hechsher of the kli is the chor muchach in the Rashi in the Mishnah. We said earlier the Rashi in the Mishnah learns the pshat alokeich li tashrish min agoy esedarko lehatbil yatbil. Rashi learns is referring to the din of tefilas kilo, not the din of kashering it with shifshuf. He said like the Rishonim learned, but rather to the din that you need to tevil the kli. So, but what's that doing in our Mishnah? The Mishnah goes on to say other things. It's lahagil, liyagil, lavin ba'ur, yilavin ba'ur. The Mishnah is telling you how to kasher your kelim. So tevilas kelim doesn't belong here. What is it? The Mishnah just tells you how to kasher. And Rashi holds that kashering of things that have the isra on them is not called kashering, like we said from the Mizrahi. That's not called kashering. So good. So leave it out of the Mishnah. It should just say yeshadarka lahagil, liyagil. What's the whole ratio of the Mishnah? The Mishnah is telling you dinim of kasher and kelim, and you say the dinim of tefila is the chelik of kashering of the kli. So by a kli that you never use it with hot things, so as the Mizrahi says, the kashering of that kli is pashut. Mishnah didn't tell you that because there's no chiddush in that. Pashut means get rid of the iser, and then the only kashering really that the Mishnah is telling you, the only thing you need to do to kasher it, the chiddush that you need to kasher it, is in tefila. She'ein kein kelim that got hot and then they got bliyas in them. So even once you got rid of the ben, there's the Torah and the Mishnah need to tell you that there's a more of a bigger seder of kashering. Number one, you have to you have to get rid of the bliyas, ayte hagala or ayte libun. You get rid of the bliyas, and then as the brisa adds on, kulan tzrichin tefila barbaimsa. Not only getting rid of the bliyas, not only do you need to get rid of the bliyas to make the kli kosher, you also need to tefila to make the kli kosher. Here there are two stages in the kashering of the kli. It's libun and tefila. Shinking the kli that you only use for cold things, there's the whole chiddush of the Torah of kashering is in the tefila itself. That's only, the only thing that's necessary to do in order to kasher it. So that's L'chayyuthi Rashi. It comes out clear from the Mishnah and really from the Pasuk. Rashi was shot in the Pasuk in Parashas Matos. And kol davar asher yavo ba'ish taviru ba'ish, that means kashering it. Kol davar asher lo yavo ba'ish taviru ba'mai, that things that don't need to be kashered, the Hagolah. So then their only thing that's necessary for them in their kashering process is tefillah. But tefillah is what's done in order to kasher them. So what the L'chari would come out of Nafkamina from the Mahalach that we're saying here, that what happens if a person has a Goyisha worker that lives in his house? And the Goyisha obviously is eating tarfus. Why not? They can eat tarfus. So you're buying a new kli to make food for the Goyisha. You're going to make it as a treif kli. And the Goyisha will cook his food, or you will cook the tarfus for the Goyisha. Does this kli need tefillah or not need tefillah? Pashtus. Until we said today, Pashtus, yeah. Haray, it's a kli suda. And Yisrael's buying it from a goy. I go to a goy and I buy a kli. In order to make food for my goy, who cares? But I, the Jew, am buying a kli from a goy. So a chartsh need tefillah. Well, if we were saying that the inyan of tefillah is a chelik of kashering the kli, and therefore the Rishayim say you need to kasher it first, you need to get rid of the bliyas first, in order to make that there should not be a sheretz clapping it for the tefillah. If a kli that even though the Jew is buying it, but it's the idea is to be used for a goy and for tarfus, so that kli is not a kli that needs tefillah. That's not going into Kedushas Yisrael. Kedushas Yisrael doesn't mean the ownership of the Jew. Kedushas Yisrael means being used for the eating of the Jew, for a Jewish eating, which is with kosher food and not with tray food. That's in of there being nichnas l'Kedushas Yisrael. So Mashinkin, this kli, which the goy is going to use for his tray food, so even though it's owned by the Jew, and the Jew might be the one cooking in it, but here there's no din of kashering it. The kli suda is kli suda of a Jew. I didn't find this chiddush in the Pesach, maybe it's not so nogei l'maisa, but l'chari that which come out, l'fi this mahalach. One other nice makar to this whole mahalach that we're saying is from the Ramban. Ramban in Parashas Matos asks that he asks in the whole parsha of Tefilas Kelim, the man in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Chav Gimel, tearing Parshas Matos when the Klai Yisrael makes him come with Midian, so it says there had a kasher of the Kelim. That's where it says the whole parsha of kasher and Kelim. Ask the Ramban that earlier on in Parshas Chukas, Klai Yisrael already made wars. They fought against Sichon and Oig, and they won and they took everything from them. The pasuk says. So how come there the Torah didn't tell us how to kasher the kelim? They got the clay suda from the Emoiri, from Sichon and Oig, and also there they need to kasher the kelim. How come there the Torah doesn't tell us the din of kashering kelim? So Ramban says that there's a difference. In Mechamah Sichon and Oig, they became a chelik of Eretz Yisrael. And the Jews eventually moved in there. Bnei Reuven and Bnei Gad were the ones that took it over. But it became a chelik of Eretz Yisrael. So there's no din that you do not need to kasher the kelim. So if you have the Gemara in Chulin and Daf Yud Zayin, Gemara says that brings darshan to the pasuk ubatim maleim kol tuv shelo yasisa. And when you go into a house of the goyim when you conquer Eretz Yisrael, so everything you can take everything. So the Gemara says afilu kitli dechaziri. Actually, that means bacon. Even if they're cooking right then, tarfus, cooking bacon, you're allowed to eat it. Anything that you find in the house of the goyim when you conquer Eretz Yisrael is mutter to be eaten. Says the Ramban, therefore you do not need to kasher the kelim. I mean, what was the problem of the kelim? The kelim had tarfus inside. No, you're allowed to eat the tarfus. You can eat the tarfus, so there's also no need to kasher the kelim. That the Ramban says. Masha'in kein, milchemes midyon. Chemes Midian, they conquered Midian because Midian made a tzayrim et Klai Yisrael because as Darkoza that they were machti Klai Yisrael and with Pa'ar and with their Benois Midian. So because of that, Klai Yisrael was commanded to go make a milchama with them, but they did not take over their land. They got rid of all of the people, but they didn't take over the land to make it part of Eretz Yisrael. They left the land. It was a barren land, not taken over. So there, this wasn't becoming part of Eretz Yisrael. There was no heter to eat their tarfus. So then, therefore, you needed the kasher the kelim. That's the Ramban. Very nice mahalach. Ask the Shailum Eshiv, Madur Tinyono, Chilak Dalad, Simin Yud Zayin, Hotenach, Lagabe, Kashering the Caleb. The Ramban tells us a very nice mahalach. Why in Mechamah Sichon and Oig, he did not need to kasher the Caleb? But Hare, here in the parasha of Midyon, it not only tells us the din of kashering the Caleb, it also tells us the din of Tfilas Caleb. So that's Shver. Why didn't the Torah tell us that in the parasha of Sichon and Oig? That even though you didn't need to kasher the Caleb, you need to toivel the Caleb. So at least tell us the din of toiveling the Caleb. That's the Shulam Eshev asks on the Ramban. The Fiyar Mahalach, the Torah says Pashut. The whole din of Tvila is a chelik in the din of the kashering the kelim. You first have to get rid of the bliyas, that's the sheretz, and then it's right to be nichnas l'kedushas Yisrael, l'kedusha of achila of klal Yisrael. That's the din of Tvila. And as Ritva says, even kelim chadashim, where there actually are no bliyas, but it was intended to be used for the guy, to have his bliyas inside. Therefore, it's a kli which is yiyud, its destination, its goal was that of being used for tarfus. So therefore, when you buy it, then you need to be machnas it to kedushas Yisrael, to be used for kosher eating and not for treif eating. Memela, and when you're at a kli that you're allowed to use it with its tarfus in Milchemes Sichon and Oig, when even kitli de chaziri is mutter, you can eat all tarfus in the kli. So this kli lechatchil is allowed to be used with tarfus. So there's no din to be machnas in it to kedushas Yisrael. Fakert, the Torah allows you to eat it in its tarfus. It stays a goyish kli, and the Torah allows you to use a goyish kli. It's an exception. In the times of kibush aretz, they were allowed to use a goyish kli that has in its tarfus. So mele, there's also no need to be machnas in it to kedushas Yisrael to tevil it, because the kli is being used in its tarfus. Such a kli dakataka doesn't need tevila. That could be miyushav with this mahalach. So to summarize what we saw on this point is that the Gemara says that you have to kasher before you toivel. So Tosfos says it's lav dafka, that the Seder is not ma'akev. Tosfos' point is you can't say that it's toivel v'sheretz biyadai because the tevila is not a Seder of the kashering. Haraya, even a kelim tahirim also needs tevila. That's the point of Tosfos. The Rashbam says that it is ma'akev, and it's not a good tefila if you do it before kashering. And the other Rishonim say that l'chatchila you should do it. The Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran say l'chatchila you should do it. You should kasher before you tevel, but it's not ma'akev b'di'evit. That's the opinion of the Ravid. And as we saw in the Rishonim in Yevamis, it's not just a stam l'chatchila, but avada they hold is also the problem is tevel v'sheretz b'yaday. Just as the Ritva says, it's not a tuma gevura. The bliyas of Isser in the kli, and therefore it's not ma'akev in the tevila. Sheingin says the Ritva, a ger that does tevila before he does a bris mila. So our arlus is a tuma gemura, and that's yeh ma'akev in the din of tevil v'sheretz biyad. And akupan we learn from these rishonim that the Rashbam, the Ravid, the Rashba, the Ritva, that the inyan of kasher and kalim of tevil and kalim. Is a chelak of the din of kashering, is a seder of the kashering, to be mighty them. Apir the Yerushalmi that says the kedusha is Israel. The pshat in the Yerushalmi is the kedusha is taking away of the eating of goyim that it's used for as a treifa kli, as a goyish kli, and to make it as a Jewish kli that's right to be used for the Jewish eating, which the first step in that process is to kasher it, and the second step is to tevel it, and as you do tevila before kashering it. So it's like a type of a sheretz biyadei. Which is just to conclude this topic, Tais brings another raya to his din. Tais says, I it must be that the Seder is not ma'akif. Why? Because the Gemara says later on, sorry, the Mishnah says that sakin shafa v'hitahira. A knife, you wipe it and then it's usable. The Gemara says later on, it means to be used for tzaynin. A knife that the guy used, even sometimes use it for hot things. and it has bleels of Isser in it. If you want to use it to cut your hot meat, then you need to kasher it. But if you're only using it to cut cold things, cut your fruits and vegetables that you're using the knife for, so then it does not need to be kashered. It's you just wipe it down, and then you could toivel it. So that's Tesis. If there's a problem with toivel the sheretz biyadai, so the mice, there are still bleas inside. There are still bleas of Isser inside. So how can you toivel this kli before you kasher it? So that's a good proof. Can I get these rishonim? So what do the rishonim do with this proof? So the mice, the Levush is already evident in this question. The Taz in Kuf Chaf Aleph, says Katan Dalet, brings the Levush. And there we mentioned the Shulchan Aruch Paskin brings down the Shita of the Rashban, that it's Ma'akev, that if you do Tevila before kashering it, it's Ma'akev. So ask the Levush and the Shach, what's with this din of this knife? Says the Levush, if you're only planning on using it for cold things, then you can tevil it before you kasher it. A knife that you're planning on using for hot things, so even though mitzad the dine blias, you could wipe it down and use it for cold things. That would be fine. But then there's a problem in the tefillah, because the knife by me is a kli suda to be used. You'd be used in hot things also. That's the type of kli that I have in this knife. So then it's not roy for tefillah. Kolzman that I didn't get rid of the blias of Isser. But if I'm planning on using the knife only for cold, so then the knife by me is a knife that's used to cut vegetables. It's a vegetable knife. A vegetable knife has no reason to get rid of the blias of Isser before you use it. It's perfectly usable to cut vegetables, even though you didn't get rid of the blias. So here the shame kli suda that it has is a kli suda that's been used for cold things. And this is Roy. So it's true it has blias of Isser. Those blias don't share what it's being used for right now. And I made a specific kli suda that's only being used to cut cold things. So in that type of kli suda, the blias are not any steer to that. So here it's not a sheretz. The whole idea of the sheretz is only a type of blia that I have that makes it unusable for what I want to use it for. Here I'm minimizing the type of kli that I have. I bought a knife that's only usable to cut vegetables. It's not usable to cut hot meat. That's the type of knife that I have. This type of knife, if it's ready for that, if no bleeds won't come out when I cut the vegetables, so then then there's no sheretz copy cutting the vegetables. For a vegetable knife, it's not a sheretz. Therefore I can kasher it right now. The Ra'ah we mentioned earlier that says that even though the bleed won't aser, but that Tamkikr Lav Darais, the bleed won't aser, it's still a sheretz. The Ra'ah does not hold to this far. That's a tremendous chiddush in the Ra'ah. Even though the bliya is not a problematic bliya, the bliya itself makes a problem. But Lefi the Rashbam, we could say that only that a bliya that's actually going to aser is that type of bliya. That's what makes it into a sheretz. So here, if you're only using it to cut cold things, so it's not a bliya, so it's not a sheretz, and Mela, it's so dry to be tefilled. That's the answer on the Rashbam from the Raya of Tesis. Another point in the Gemara is the Gemara learns out the din of Tevilas Kalim from the Tub Sukkim, from Vitoher, and from Mei Nida. And from Mei Nida, the Gemara makes it Tzricha, so why do I need each one? The Gemara says that from Mei Nida, I learn out that you need a mikvah 40 sa. Don't think you could just put the kli in a little pool of water. No, you need a mikvah like a Nida. Just like a Nida needs to be titled a mikvah 40 sa. So too, for Tevilas Kalim, you need a mikvah 40 sa. So Tesis says, Tevim Maschal Mayim, Taisa says, "Avav the Raviyah Sagi Lahat Vil Machten V'Tinai Riyah." It's Midaraisa. Midaraisa. When you want to tevil a kli to make it tar, it's a kli that's tamei. You want to make it tar, so you don't need 40 sa. As long as it's a raviyah of water, and it's big enough to put the kli inside, so it's enough. So why, when you want to kasher your kli, do you need 40 sa? When the mitzvah of tefilas kelim, why do you need 40 sa? So Taisa says, "Hainu tefilas tuma." Tefillah mitumah l'tayra, that's it's enough with the revius. Avol tefillahs kli midyon chidushu ubay memsa. This tefillah that says is not the regular din of tefillah that we have from tumah l'tayra. Rather, it's a unique chidush that was said over here. Even though the kli is not tummy, or you don't care about the kli being tummy, like by us, we don't care about tumah l'tayra. But here it's a chidushu. There's a kasef, and you need to tevil the kli, even though it's not tamei. So this has different dinim of its tefillah. here this tefillah was said to need 40 sa, and even though even the kli always needs a tefillah 40 sa, like a nida. That's what Taisa says. This has a nafkamina lamaisa, besides that you need 40 sa, an interesting machlokes in the Rishayim. The Torah in Siman Kuf Chaf, the Siman of Tefillas Kalim, the Torah brings down from the smack. And even though a mayon is a river, it could be tamitar midarais of a kolshu. There's a machlokes in the Rishayim, but the smack is of the opinion that a person who's tame can tevel in a mayon, even though it does not have 40 sa. Only a mikvah, water that stands still, needs 40 sa. But a mayon, a river, even if there's no 40 sa in the river, you could still be tevel in it. That's the opinion of the smack. And many Rishayim. Says the smack that even though a mayon needs is mitar b'kolshu, but the gabbeit kelim chadashim, then you need 40 sa. Why? Because it's learned out from nida. Just like a nida needs 40 sa, so within here you need 40 sa. That's the opinion of the smack. The Torah argues, the Torah says that if you learn out of nida, it's not any more chamer than a nida. If a nida herself could be tevel in a mayon that does not have 40 sa, so to kelim chadashim, you can tevel them in a mayon that does not have 40 sa. Meaning we're learning out the dine nida apply also to tefilas kelim. So as anything that works by tumah also should work legabe tefilas kelim. Torah therefore argues on the opinion of the smak. So the Gra says in Sifkat and Dalad that the smak b'chorach learned like Tesis. That this dimi to nida wasn't saying just that you need the dine tevila like you need from tumah to taira. It was a unique limud that was said that it has a unique dinim. It was said that the way that nida tevels in 40 sa, so that's what you need here. It's not that we're learning out the dine tumah and taira here. We're learning out it's just a limud of a din. That the din of 40 sa that was that a nida needs, so you also need over here. Even though, but it can go me'adu me'aver the normal din of tefila from tumah and taira. It has unique dinim of how to mekayin the mitzvah of tefilas kelim, and therefore it's a din that was said to need 40 sa. So still the smak is a bigger chiddush and taisus. Taisus is saying that because it's a new din, so it does not the dinim of tumah and taira, but it's still the din of nida. It still has the pasuk is learned out of nida, so it's whatever din the nida has, whatever way a nida's metaya herself, that's what you need for your kli. So a nida can't go in a revius because she's a person. Person never could go in a revius. So therefore, also here, you can't. It's not enough a revius. You need what a person needs. But if a person can tevel in a mayon, even though it does not have 40 sa, then also the kalim should not need 40 sa, which is that's the opinion of the tour. The smak held, smak avada learned al derech hatesis, but it was a step further. Smak learned al derech hatesis that here it wasn't just the dinim of tumah, rather it's a unique mahalach and how to do the mitzvah of tefilas kalim. And the smak learned that the kilu the dirza kosa was davka 40 sa. You always need 40 sa for tefilas kelim, and even in the case when the person himself could be tarin less than 40 sa. That's the opinion of the smak. Another point here in this trichas of the Gemara is the Gemara which says that I would think that if just say the pasuk of nida, then you need harif shemesh kenida. That's why you need the pasuk to save the tire, that la altar, that it's right away, as soon as you finish the tefillah, it's over and you can use it. So there's a very important question on this Gemara, which is surprisingly that the Rishayim and Achrayim don't talk about. What exactly was the Havamina here to need Herav Shemesh? What does that mean? By Tumah, when a person is Tameh, and he goes to the mikvah, so even though he did his Maisa HaTaira right now, in the morning or the afternoon, but he can't eat truma and he can't eat kachim until Erev Shemesh. The din that you want to get out of your tefillah to allow you to eat kachim or to eat truma, you don't actually have that until Erev Shemesh. Tefillas kelim chadashim, l'chayr doesn't create any isser. I mean, there's no isser to use the kli before you tevel it. It is a mitzvah to tevel it. So you tevel it. You tevel it in the morning. So you're making the mitzvah right now. So what was the hadamina to need Erev Shemesh? What you need Erev Shemesh for? What can you not do before Erev Shemesh? It's l'char muchach in this Gemara that it's usher to use the kli until you tevel it. You can't, when you buy a kli, you can't use it until you tevel it. So now you tevel it. So you would think that entire process is not complete until the sun goes down, and therefore you can't use it until you tefill it. Kamash malah, no, that the entire process is complete right away, and as soon as you tefill it, you can use it. And the Gemara is very clear. But if you would be allowed to use the kli of the guy before you tefill it, so then there's no havamina, you need harav shemesh, it's just a mitzvah. So as soon as you did the mitzvah, you did the mitzvah. You think you didn't finish the mitzvah until the sun goes down. And let's say, and what's my nafkamina? There's no actual nafkamina of when the mitzvah was accomplished, when you did the tefillah or when the sun goes down. But if there's a din that's created through the tefilling, then now that you tefill it, you can use it. So then we hear a shaklavataria of when, of at what point can you use the kli. So the Maizen, many Rishonim, it's mavur this din, that you cannot use the kli until you tefill it. There's no mafurshu gemara about it, that you can't use it until you tefill it. And Be'emes, the Piskei Rid says that, the gemara later on, Matbil and Vein Tohirin says the Rid, Tefillah's not ma'akeh that you can't use the kli until tefilling it. She'ein ela mitzvah, midrabonon, because he holds a mitzvah drabonon, ve'ein ela hayti ha'kli miyadi surai. And it doesn't make the kli that it's unusable, that doesn't make it that the kli is unusable until you do tefillah. No, you can always use the kli even before tefillah. That's the opinion of the Rid. Many Rishonim will see in a second, they argue on the Rid. But hard this Gemara is a Gemara Mufureshes. If Lefi the Rid, that the whole din was only a mitzvah bialma, so what's the havmin of Harav Shemesh? I don't know Pshat in the Rid, how the Rid explains this Gemara. But hard this Gemara is a Raya Mukhachas to say that the din of tefillah is ma'akif, that you cannot use the kli until you do tefillah. So this is Mufurish in many Rishonim. The start from the Rambam says in Perek Yud Zayim Echolos Asur Salacha Gimel Matbilin Bemeg Mikvah V'Chagach Yimutarin Lechol Ben V'Lishtais, that you table them and then it's right. And the Torah in Siman Kuf Chaf Asur Lishtamish Ben Ad Shiat Bilin. Also the Rashi in Teres Tabayis Avo B'Leish Tfilah Lo Yishtamish Ben. The Lashon Shonos in many Rishonim, and also the Riaz. Piskei Riaz by us, the Riaz was a grandson of the Rid. So he brings the Rid. Says Riaz, Umariaz Zakin, Aymer Shetfila Zu Mitzvahi, Mitzvahi Say for me, the Einu Makevas is suddenly Shtamish Ben. And my grandfather, the Rid, said that it's not Makid using it. Says the Riaz about this, Velini Resh Shetfila Zu Miakevas. I say that this Fila is Yemakev. The Usher is Shtamish Ben Machiad Bili. And it's Usher to use them until you table them. Kimavur Bekuntris Harayas, Baraya Yud Gimel. The Riaz wrote a sefer called Kuntres Harayos, which he brings all of the proofs for the dinim that he wrote. He wrote the Piskei Riaz is the halachas, and then the Kuntres Harayos is all the proofs that he has for the dinim that he brought. Amaisa, and almost all of Shas, we do not have the Kuntres Harayos of the Riaz. I would chaval davzin over here. Could be that the Riaz in his Kuntres brings the proof from our Gemara, that from this Gemara it's muchach that from the Herig Gemara, the Havmin of Herig Shemesh, it's muchach that the tefillah is ma'akev, that you cannot use the kli until you tefill it. But al kuponim, we have many Rishonim saying that you cannot use it until then, and that's l'chor mukhan or gemara. However, the Shulchan Aruch, for some reason, in Siman Kuf Chaf, says that tzorach la'adbilam, it just brings a nusach that you need to tefill them, and he does not mention mefurish anywhere that you cannot use a kli until you tefill it. However, the Ramah in the end of Siman Kuf Chaf in Sifta Zayin, before Midivya Ramah, that it is usher to use the kli until you tevil it. Could be that the Shulchan Aruch that was pashut, that the mitzvah is not stam a mitzvah like taking a lulav. The mitzvah was it's a yiridiyadik mitzvah. So the idea of the mitzvah means that it's ma'akif, that you can't use the kli is not right. When you buy a kli from the guy, the kli is not right to use until you tevil it. Because then the Shulchan Aruch that was pashut, and you did not feel the need to mention it. But al kaponim, it's mavur, many rishonim, that it is ma'akiv, that you cannot use the kli until you tefill it. And that's the chayr muchach from our Gemara. This isser to use the kli until you tefill it. In the Zarua, that's mavur, that is isser daraisa. There's a ruah, it's in Reish Shadi Gimel. Says, Ein zekiyim zir sakosov, the osa rachmanu li shtamish bohem. So in the din of tefillas kelim, that the whole din of tefillas kelim is an isser. Is an itzer to use the kli until you use it. Could be that it's a mitzvah also, but it includes in it an itzer to use the kli until you tevil it. Sounds like for him that it's an itzer daraisa. which is very good in our sugya. And one learns that out of Meinida, that there was Havminas in Her of Shemesh. It sounds like that is Din D'Oraisa. However, the Bir HaLacha, in Simin Shinchav Gimel, from Tevil and Kalim on Shabbos, Mavur Midvarov, that all of it's the only Nisha Drabonim. So again, L'chara, it's Sheriff Marsugi. If there's Havmin of Her of Shemesh, it should be Din D'Oraisa. I don't know. Again, for some reason, no one brought this Gemara as a raya. The Gemara is muchach that it's a din d'areisa. Why is it taka that the din of tefilas kela makes an isra to use the kli? Father fida or zaruah that it's an isra d'areisa. Why is it different than it's a mitzvah? Why should we say that you can't use the kli until then? So chayra it's muchach like they say that we said earlier that the din of tefila is a seder of the kashering of the kli. It's the process of how to the kasher the kli. And therefore, it's the Torah telling you that to make the kli usable, you need hagala and you need tefila. And it could be even lefitasis that holds that the seder is not ma'akev. You don't need to make the kli. You don't need to get rid of the bliyas of the isra of the kli. But the way to use a kli that you get from a guy is you can't use it until you tevil it. That's the way to make the kli right to be used. It's making the kli a usable kli for you. To make the kedushas Yisrael to make it a usable kli. And the way to make it usable is with tefillah. So then, therefore, it means that without tefillah, the kli is not a usable kli. Another point in the Gemara is the Gemara brings the memory of Rav Nachman Amar Rav Bar Avua. Lashon ela b'lekuchin u'kameisa shahaya. Aval she'ul in lay. Only a kli that you buy from a guy. U'kameisa shahaya. But if it's just borrowed from a guy, then it does not need tefillah. So you need dafka buying like the Meister Shaya that you got the kelim of Midian, even though there they didn't buy them. Obviously they won them in the war, but it leaves the possession of the guy and goes to the possession of the Jew. Ain't borrowing where it's still under the possession of the guy. He allows you to use it for a little time, so for a short time. So then there's no din of tefillah. So the Chedrei Deya Shulchan Aruch is mistapik that a gershon is gayer. A gershon is gayer. Does he need to tevil all of his kelim? Right? The kelim were they were goyish kelim, and now they're being nichnas l'kedushas Yisrael. He says, do they need to be tevil as kelim? He says, lema tassin the place that they need to tevil them, because you didn't buy them, you didn't acquire the kli of a guy. It's your kli that it was your kli as being a guy, and now you're megayer, and it's your kli as being a Jew. So because you didn't actually buy them, so it's not like the Meister Shahaya by Midyan, you don't need to tevil your kelim. Also, in Afkamina from this was, did Klai Yisrael at Har Sinai, did they tevil all of their kelim? The Mar says in Yevamah that they themselves were tevil, to be tefilas gerus, they became Jews. They also needed to tevil all of their kelim. The Chereder says no, that because you didn't actually buy them, it's not Kemaisa Shahaya, so therefore you do not need to tevil. However, Rav Vosner, in Shevet Alevi, in Chelek Dalid, Simin Tzadi Beis, and in Chelek Vav, Simin Reish Mem Dalid, says that if I, a Gershon, his guy needs a Teufel as Kalim. The Nekuda that the Gemara is saying isn't that it's that you actually need to Maisa Mekach in order to require Tefillah. That the Nekuda is that it left the Rishus HaGoy and went into the Rishus Yisrael. So that applies, says Rav Osner, when a Gershon is Geyer. It left the Rishus of the Goy because it's not, there's no monetary transaction that went on. But the kli was yotza michlal hagoy, and it was nichnas l'kedushas Yisrael. So it became this kli of Adonai Tzvila. That's the opinion of Rav Osner. Another point here on this din of l'kuchin, only l'kuchin and not she'ulin, is Taisa says that Taisa Mas Avil she'ulin lo'y, I'm Rabbeinu Shmuel, Yisrael she'shol kli me Yisrael chaveiroi, she'kona me'akum. If Reuven buys a kli from a guy, and he's not tevil it yet, and then Shimon asks him if he can use the kli, Shimon wants to borrow the kli from Reuven, so here he says, you need to tevil it. Because the kli wasn't schayv in tevila. The kli went to Yisrael. It was bought by Reuven, and therefore the kli is now nichnas l'kedushas Yisrael, and it needs tevila. And now you go, and you use the kli, you borrow the kli from the Jew. So you're borrowing a kli which is chayiv and tefillah. So you also need to tevil it. This mitzvah is not unique to the Bailam. It's all Jews have to tevil the kli before they use it. So if a Jew bought it and it became chayv in tefillah, then when I use it, I need to tefillah it. What the Gemara means to say is that when I borrow a kli from a guy, that's not called that it went to L'Kedushas Yisrael yet. It went into the Rishus of Yisrael. Therefore, it's not chayv in tefillah. But a kli that was bought that requires tefillah, so anyone that uses it needs to tefillah it. So this has very big nafkamina l'maisa, this din. If you go to your neighbor's house, who's a Jew, but he's not a shem in terah mitzvahs. You go to his house and he offers you some water. Yeah, you could have some. You could drink water in his house, and he pours you water in a glass. So, can you drink this water or not? Hooray! The glass needs tefillah, and he's a Jew, and when a Jew buys a kli from a goy, so the Jew needs tefillah. So now that he's giving it to me, so l'chayra, I should need to tefill it. Obviously, I'm not going to go tefill it. I'm not going to take the glass out of his house and go to the mikveh and tefill it. So therefore, I should not drink the water. L'chayra. Or another nafkamina, it's also very nageya. If you go to a hotel lobby, you order a Coke. So they give you the Coke, obviously, in a glass. If this hotel is owned by a Jew, and it's a Jew who did not tefill all the kalim before he's serving them to people, before he's using them, so then also l'chayra, you can't drink the Coke until you tefill the glass. Very interesting nafkamina is l'maisa. So l'chayra, that's just going to have from our tesis. In the Sefer Tefilas Kelim Perigimel Aruch Av Dalad, brings from the Chazon Ish, she'ein l'hakel b'zeh. In a Chanami, you should not use these. You should not drink in these cases unless you tefill. Ein Shami brings from Rishon Mezalman Arichos about this topic. But it's not so pashut. So if this is Negei L'maisa, you should ayin into this question Halach L'maisa or ask your rabbi before you go and do it. Another point here in the sugya is the din of Klei Zchuchitz. That Rav Ashi says, Hani Klei Zchuchitz, Hoyo B'chin Ishtabru Yeshlam Takana K'kli Matchiz Domo. That glass, even though it's not metal, because when you break, you can remake the kli like you do with a kli matris. You heat it up and then it comes back to its original state, and then you can reform it as a new kli. So it's like kli matris, and therefore it needs tefillah. That's the Gemara by us. The Gemara is a somewhat similar Gemara in Shabbos Daf Tes Zayin. The Gemara dons why and in which way are kli's chuches mekabel tumah. So the Gemara says that they're really should be like a kli cheres. Kli zchuches should be like a kli cheres because they're made out of dirt. So they should be like a kli cheres. And kli cheres is metame only mi toichai and not mi gaboy. Cheres is only metame when tumah comes inside of it. But the outside of the kli is not tame. But yet kli zchuches are more chomer than kli cheres. Here they're metame even mi gabon. Why? So Gemara says, Ro b'chi nishtabru, yesh lehen takana, k'kli matchiz damu. The Svara of the Gemara by us. Very good. Rav Ashi, though, says a different Svara. Rav Ashi says, L'olam kikli cheres damu. And therefore, they should only be mekabel tuma mitaychon. Why the mekabel tuma mikabon? Homishim nira gaboy kitaychon. Because their glass is clear, so you can see through from one side to the other. So the outside of them seems like the inside of them. And that's why, therefore, the mekabel tuma also mikabon. That's the Svara of Rav Ashi. But Rav Ashi L'chayr is Seisar, what he says by us. By us, Rav Ashi says that Kli Zchuches is like Kli Matchis. And but because you can make it back, when it gets broken, you can make it another Kli. And there Rav Ashi says, not that way. That is not like a Kli Matchis. So Tais is there in Shabbos, and after Zayin Amadeus, asks the steer in Rav Ashi. That here Rav Ashi says it's like Kli Matchis. So the Gra, by us, Hechos Tfilas Kelim, it's in Kupchof, the Gra answers the question of Taisus. Says the Gra the following. If it wouldn't be for Taisus, the Kli Zchuches has aspects both of Kli Matchis and of Kli Cheres. What Rav Ashi and Shabbos was bothered by, that if we say that the Kli Cheres is the Kli Zchuches, is Mekabel Tuma, mitoichai, like lemeaviroi, like a kli cheres. So if in dinei tumah we're giving it the din of kli cheres, so then we can't also make it like a kli matchis. Choose. In dinei tumah, either make it like a kli cheres or like a kli matchis. If you want to say that it's mekabel tumah me'aviroi, like a kli cheres, then he gave entirely the dinim of a kli cheres. So therefore, Rav Ashi needed to find another reason why it's mekabel tumah me'gamboi, because really in dinim tumah we look at it like a kli cheres. That's legabe tumah. Aval betfila bein mechadoshim bein letahira the less li kli cheres tefila the minu kli matches. But the Gabi Tvila says the Gra, we gave it entirely the din of Kli Matchis. That not only says the Gra, not only the Gabi Tvila Kilim Chadoshim, but also the Gabi Tuma. That when if a Kli Matchis is Makabal Tuma, so the Gra says here, in the Rash, in the end of Kalim, that when a Kli Zechuchis is Makabal Tuma, then it has Tayyar B'mikvah. You could Tayyar it. In that it's like a regular Kli. A Kli Cheres cannot be Tayyar. So the Gabi Dine Tuma, Rav Ashi held that once we give it the din of Kli Cheres, we have to go all the way and make it like a Kli Cheres. Mashengin the Gabi Tvila, so we gave a Kli Zechuches, we gave it entirely the din of Kli Matches. And Bein the Gabi Kelim Chadoshim, and Bein the Gabi when it was Nitma, so a glass Kli has the din of a Kli Matches, and you can do it, and you could do Tvila to it, it's Royal Tvila. That's a Pshat, they're going to very beautiful Pshat. In how to look at this din of Kli Zchuchis. Many Acharonim say that the whole din of Tefillah by Kli Zchuchis is only made Rabbanon. Prichadosh and the Shagas Aryeh, numerous other Acharonim say that the din of Tefillah by Kli Zchuchis is a din Rabbanon. The Svar of Rav Ashi is only a Svar made Rabbanon to look at it like a Kli Matches, but the din Tefillah Deraisa is only said by Kli Matches. Just to mention very, very quickly, some nidayim that are nagei lemaisa that are not so well known by tefilas kelim. Let's look into is number one using the kli in a chad pami way, using the kli in a way that you're going to use it once and throw it out. So like aluminum pans and other things like this. So then the ninag ha'olam is to be mekel. That's a place to talk about it. That even though it's a kli matris and you're using it a kli suda, but if you're not going to use it more than one time, so then it does not need tefila. However, what's a very common question is when you buy something which is bitten, supposed to be used as a one-time use, and then you want to reuse it. You buy a Snapple in a bottle. So you drink the Snapple, and now you want to reuse the bottle, put in water, or put in other things. So now, l'chayre, it's a glass kli that you bought from a goy, and it's shini tefila, because you are using it. You're not using it as a one-time use. So Rav Moshe, in Yerdei Achelik Beis Simen Mem, says it does not need tefillah. Very interesting chiddush there, very interesting svar of Rav Moshe. Why it does not need tefillah? There are those that argue in Rav Moshe, and different, ask your rabbi, quick question, halach l'maisa, what to do, whether you need to tevil it or not. One other shayla, just to mention the shayla, is if a person buys a kli to give to his friend, and you want to save your friend the effort of teviling it, you want to tevil it yourself. Or sometimes it's nageh, if you give someone shalach manas on a kli, and you want to put the food inside. You're giving him also the dish, and you want to table the kli so that you can put the food inside. You're using it as kli suda. So can Ruvein table a kli that's going to be used by Shimon? So for Miata, why not? All right, it's a kli that needs tefillah, and you could table it for him, but it's not so pashut because for the person who bought the kli, so it's not a kli suda for me. I only bought this kli in order to sell it to somebody else. By me, I have no plan of using it as a kli suda b'chlal. If I buy it for myself to use it, and then I decide to give it to somebody else, so then it was my kli suda, so then I could tevil it. But if the only reason I bought the kli was to give it to somebody else, it's not so pashut that it's called kli suda, and whether I could tevil it for him. If you look in the Sefer Tefilas Kelim, page Reish Lamites, brings from Rishon Mizalman, about this question, whether the first one can tevil it for the second one. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.